Enter English Online, Level 4, Part 1. Training. Episode 1. Preparation for a training seminar.
It's Monday morning at Selco headquarters, and the team is assembled in one of the conference rooms for its weekly meeting.
Good morning, everybody. Did you all have a good weekend?
Mine was great. Thank you.
Not bad.
Fine, thanks.
Okay, I've got an important announcement this morning. Let's all mark our calendars for the week commencing the 15th of November. We're going to New York for a 4-day training seminar.
Wow, that's great. I've never been to New York.
Jill, you are going with us, right?
Oh, yes. First of all, until I start my new position, I'm still a full member of this team. Second, I could definitely do with a bit of continuing business education myself. It's always good to be exposed to fresh ideas.
New York. Neil, that's your home ground. How about showing us around?
Sure, I'd be happy to. That is, if we have any free time.
Actually, while the seminar is actually in session, we'll be very busy. The sessions last 7 hours a day, plus a break for lunch. And in the evenings, I expect we'll have some studying to do. But I've made sure that we can arrive the weekend before and stay the weekend after, so we'll be able to do some sightseeing.
What's the seminar all about?
I have some brochures here for you to look at. Here you go, Neil. And could you pass this one to Ian? But basically, according to the syllabus, it's about maximizing the benefits of the internet and e-commerce technology.
According to the what?
The syllabus. You know, the subjects to be studied in the seminar?
Oh, you mean like curriculum? Marketing strategies for distinct psychographic groups. That sounds really advanced.
Pricing as an objective to pricing as a strategy. The 7 stages of product service development. The growth audit gap model. What in the world is that?
I expect we'll find out at the seminar.
Discover cutting-edge strategic marketing models and their real-world applications to improve the success ratio of marketing activities. It all sounds a bit theoretical to me.
That's why they added the phrase, and their real-world applications. It sounds like they're going to show us how to use these theoretical ideas in practice.
Who's they?
The instructors, silly. It says here that the faculty consists of industry experts who have achieved success in the corporate world.
Yes, and I've been assured that this particular firm hires top-notch people. For instance, they've already recruited John Smithers, who just announced his retirement as executive vice president here. That's the job Allison will be stepping into in January as a part-time instructor.
I hope this is better than the last training workshop we attended, the one up in Newcastle. That was before your time, Neil. Really, it was an absolute disaster. Boring and redundant. We all knew the material inside out.
I have to agree with Ian. That workshop was a major disappointment. But we learned our lesson with that experience and we no longer deal with that firm, which, incidentally, is now out of business. The current firm, Management Training Solutions, comes highly recommended. Allison attended one of their courses last year and she said it was a real eye-opener.
What do we have to do to prepare for this seminar?
Nothing in particular, though it's always a good idea to look over the brochure carefully. We'll want to take notes, of course.
I'm afraid I'm not very good at taking notes. I always have trouble understanding what I've written. I think I'll take my digital recorder, so I can record the classes and play them back later.
I haven't been in a classroom since I graduated university 4 years ago. I'm a bit nervous about the idea of being a student again. Are there going to be any exams?
I believe that in order to receive your certificate, you'll need to take a short test at the end. But don't worry, if you're there for the whole seminar and you pay attention, you'll be sure to pass the test.
The seminar is being held in the West 40s. That means we'll be right near the theater district. Maybe we could see a Broadway show.